Welcome to the latest edition of Auto Insider, where we're talking cars, car dealerships, and mostly crap about both. I don't know about you, but I think we're about ready to get started.
Good morning, Dad.
Well, good morning, Zach. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. Glad to be here with you.
Good, yes. We do not have a guest today.
I don't know about you. Excuse me?
I'm a little disappointed.
Me too. It means I have to carry this show.
Yeah, you gotta put the team on your back. It's like the good old days.
Oh my goodness.
But I think we should have a guest joining us next week. We're gonna have more guests on the podcast, on the Auto Insider podcast. We're really excited about that. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some really good insights from some other folks as well. We're tapping the well as far as it comes to knowledge my dad has to share.
Well, and really for the for our audience, it's so much better for them that, well, there'll be less of me and more of others.
All right, so here's what we're talking about today. The used car market, I mean, since March has really been on this incredible tear of either price going down, price going up, just incredible volatility.
Yes.
And we have another week of reports coming out from the big players in the research space. So we've got Black Book.
Yes.
Which is really big, Dad, right, in the West Coast, Pacific Northwest?
Southwest.
So Black Book put out their COVID-19 monthly report, came out on August 19th. You should be hearing this somewhere around that time. And Manheim came out with their mid-August market report as well. And so what we thought we would do is, you know, paint the picture of what's going on in the used car market. And if you're thinking about buying a used car, you know, think about what we're about to share with you. I mean, you might want to try and just sell your used car instead, but that's, you know, your decision to make. So, Dad, run us through some of the numbers, the highlights, what you think is most important for us to know.
Well, the most important thing is that the wholesale prices continue to climb, even into the first 2 weeks of August. The good part about that bad part is that the increase has slowed down.
Yep.
Okay. But it is still increasing, but at a much slower rate than it had been. Retail listing prices took a break from the increase, and believe it or not, were stable for the last couple weeks. They're still above the pre-COVID-19 levels, but they've sort of stabilized. My hope would be that they will start to go backwards a little bit and get back into what I would call the land of reality, as opposed to the fantasy land that these prices are living in at the moment.
And it's not even your hope. I mean, the researchers suggest, like we've talked about, that come fall, and as early as Labor Day weekend, we could see used car prices starting to retreat, you know,
yes,
based off of the increase in volumes and things like that. And I know we also saw that in the Manheim Used Vehicle Value Index was up to 163.4, which is 15.6% higher than it was this time last year.
Yes.
So, and that, you know, that's this industry measurement of the value of used cars.
It's
15.6% higher.
Yeah, that's an unrealistic expectation.
I know this is a podcast, so I can't,
yes,
put an image up, you know, for you to see. Imagine a graph that looks incredibly unrealistic,
yes,
like a spike going up very high to the right. You just know it's not going to continue going in that direction. It can't.
Well,
it could, but
yeah, one would suspect that it can't, and there's any number of reasons why it probably won't. But it's just hard to imagine that there's been such a large increase in pricing year over year in the middle of a pandemic.
Well, we had talked about it a few weeks ago. I think we put out a YouTube video, if I'm not mistaken, claiming that we thought used car prices were about to
peak,
you know, have peaked.
Yes.
And I still think that's the case, because we're seeing the you know, it's not going to be everyone, when COVID came around, it's going to be a V-shaped recovery. It's not just like the next day prices are going to decline immediately,
yeah,
but we've seen the peak and we're starting to stabilize, and then the prices will go down.
Yes.
But there were some really interesting takeaways from the Black Book report that I know you'll talk about. But in particular, you know, business is bad right now in terms of, you know, how many cars are being sold. But it's only a function of the fact that they can't get enough inventory. And so I just find it so interesting that demand is so high, but obviously supply is so low.
The demand is high among those who can actually participate in the market and buy cars. The market is much smaller than it had been, but the issue is the supply of cars, both new and used. The lack of new car supply is triggering a lack of used car supply. And one of the big things is that dealers are having to find other ways to come up with their used car inventory, whether it be buying directly from the public or stepping up on trade-ins when they have the opportunity to trade them. But they're searching far and wide. And one of the other big factors right now is not only are they paying more at auctions than they ever have, but the cost of getting the vehicles back to the dealership has gone up dramatically. And I didn't share this with you from a couple weeks ago when I got a call from our a friend of our show, Chris, who's a used car buyer for a large group in the Washington, D.C. metro area. But 2 weeks ago, he said to me, he said, man, put out an alarm. See if you can find people that have trailers that need to make a few bucks. He says, because cars are sitting. It's taking weeks to get them from the auctions where we buy them back to the dealership because nobody can get them placed on trailers. And then the cost of it has skyrocketed.
You know what it reminds me of?
No, please share, because we don't rehearse, so go ahead, let me know. You caught me by surprise.
So, remember when oil prices went really, 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 really low?
They went into the negative, didn't they?
Futures contracts.
Yeah, they were paying us to buy their oil.
Sort of, yeah.
In theory.
You know what stocks did incredibly well during that time?
Transportation.
Your brother and I both invested them, so I was a really happy camper.
Yeah. Large vessels that can hold crude oil.
Yep, they jacked their prices up like crazy because people were buying as much cheap oil as possible.
And they needed to store it somewhere.
And so when I was reading through the Black Book report, and they're talking about how transportation costs have gone sky high, and partial loads, which I thought was incredibly interesting. So if you can't fill a whole trailer, you're going to be paying out, you know, you're going to be paying a ridiculous amount of money.
And you could be waiting weeks. The clock's already ticking, and you're waiting weeks to
and
get
this,
your inventory.
This comes full circle to me to your comment on trade-ins.
Yeah.
If a dealership is not stepping up on trade-ins, then they're not paying attention. I mean, you should be so happy if someone comes in and wants to trade in a car or just sell you a car that you should be getting well above Kelley Blue Book values, because there's so many other expenses involved with going to the auction.
And if dealers aren't stepping up on the trades, they are derelict in their duties. They really are. They managers have basically a stewardship position at a dealership.
That's a really good comment, yeah.
It is their job to oversee the financial health of the dealership that they work at. And if they can't recognize that there's a need to step up for a trade, then they're derelict in their stewardship duties for that dealership. You have to be cognizant of what the market is and the ways that you might be able to positively impact the income potential for your dealership. So if you're a used car manager, And you haven't paid attention to this, and you're not stepping up on the trades, you're doing a huge disservice to your owner.
Hey, Zach here, one half of Your Auto Insider. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We really hope you're enjoying it. If you're interested in learning more about Your Auto Advocate, check us out at yourautoadvocate.com. We have some really exciting things going on that can help you during the car buying process. For example, Deal School was just launched. This is a 50-video, 6-quiz series, about 2.5 hours, that walks you through the process of negotiating the best car deal possible. Get access to things like Deal School and more for free at yourautoadvocate.com. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. 100%. And I know the Black Book report also mentioned the bidding wars that are going on by the really deep-pocketed groups out there, the CarMaxes, Carvanas, and Vrooms of the world. I mean, there are there's a threshold and a line that can ultimately be crossed in terms of how much you're willing to spend to buy a car. But if you're a local dealership and someone comes in and is interested in selling you their car, you've got to be in a position to compete with those other players, because we're going to see more and more cars get sold to Carvana, et cetera.
The point is, you don't have to be in competition with CarMax and Carvana and Vroom if you're willing to step up on the trade, because it never gets to the auction that way.
Exactly.
So the only one, when you're looking at a trade, the only one you're bidding against is yourself. And you need to do whatever it takes to provide your dealership with the pre-owned inventory that you need. And if it means putting $500 more, excuse me, or $1,000 more into a trade in order to do that, knowing that you would still be hundreds or $1,000 below what that same vehicle would cost you at the auction,
yep,
then you would be foolish not to do it.
Yep. And so I think what was really interesting from both the Manheim report and the Black Book report was the types of vehicles. Like, for example, CPO cars are a hot commodity right now. Low mileage vehicles are a hot commodity right now. The price increase on pickups and luxury cars are both well over 20% year over year increase. Whereas if you're interested in a van or a compact car, 3%, 8%. So the price increase there has been less. When you start to break out some of the different segments of vehicles, you can start to see where there's really a big uptick and where things are a bit more modest.
Well, sure.
But, I mean, I the number of emails we've received out of people who are getting out of their leases and ending up cash positive.
Excuse me. And in some cases, they will. It is an unusual market situation to find ourselves in. This is one of those rare cases where people have their leases coming due, and one of the opportunities they have is to be able to buy their lease at the preset residual value, which in this particular point in time might be well below what the retail market value of that vehicle would be. So it would allow some people in those situations to be able to buy the car at a reduced rate, sell it on the open market, and whatever profit there is theirs. And in reality, if you divide that profit out by 36 months, that's how much it ultimately ended up reducing your monthly payment, because you were able to get that money back at the end.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get out of your lease now, get out of your lease now. If you are looking to sell a car like I am, sell your car. I mean, we're definitely at that point, that tipping point, it appears. And the researchers all feel similarly as well, that we're really looking at over the fall that prices are going to decline. And then the longer term outlook is really quite interesting in terms of what happens in 2021, where you have this, you know, expected huge oversupply of vehicles. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to start to paint this picture. I mean, we've talked about how there's been a limited impact from the rental car fleet, you know, defleeting. Okay, well, I don't think we're going to see business travel back like we've seen it in the past over the next couple of years. There's going to be a lot of cars that are going to be deflated over the long term. Short-term impacts have been very, very minuscule. Long-term impacts, I think you're going to see incredible price declines over the coming years.
If I could say one thing, if you're going to paint a picture, I don't know that I would go to a rocket scientist. I would probably go to a painter.
Yeah, there you go. one other comment on the rental side, Dad, that I want to make was that in the Manheim report, they talk about the rental risk units. So the units that are sold from the rental car companies, the price of those were up 9% year over year as well. And so I think it's interesting that as Hertz is in this position, Hertz in particular, they're all defleeting, but Hertz in particular, having gone bankrupt, they have to sell their cars. They're actually doing it at a time when they can get kind of the most bang for their buck. And we put out a video talking about, you know, things you should do before you buy from Hertz. And in the comments, you could see a lot of people are saying there's no bargains at Hertz right now. And the thing is, because they know they can try and make some money right about
now. This is as good a situation if you're in bankruptcy as you can hope to find when it comes to defleeting your inventory of cars. They find themselves in a position where there is a shortage of supply, and right now as a rather strong demand, and it won't be for, you know, as some have projected, later into the fall or later into summer and into fall and winter, where we really start to see a significant drop in wholesale prices. So if Hertz has to sell cars to raise money, now's the time to do it. It's not going to do them any good to say, well, why don't we wait till the first quarter of next year? They will have given up millions upon millions of dollars of potential profit by doing it that way. So I think we'll see them become more aggressive in trying to deflate now as the prices are higher than if they wait. And if they don't do it now, well, they're as derelict in their duty as some used car managers are at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And so if you're in the market for a used car, or you're thinking about buying even a new vehicle, the message is still the same. I mean, you're going to pay a premium right now because there are quite a few other people that are in the market, mm-hmm. and the challenge and issue is there's simply not enough supply. And so if you're on the supply side, if you have a vehicle or vehicles to sell, or if you have a tractor trailer and you want to transport some vehicles,
yes,
those are lucrative businesses to be in right
at the moment.
Now.
Yes.
And you know, the expectation is that we're at this kind of tipping point, and that over the coming weeks and months, things will start to look a little bit different. But for now, that's the picture that has been painted by our rocket scientist, and that's the reality of the situation.
Yeah. I'd hate to see the rocket that the painters design. But yes, that is the reality of the situation, and it's borne out by, I don't know, the co-host of this podcast, who will this weekend be selling his vehicle to Carvana, a vehicle that he enjoys, one of the nicest vehicles I've ever seen. But truly, we looked at the dollars and cents of it, and it just doesn't make sense for Zach to keep paying for the car when you factor in how little he uses the car. And then he also knows that he has access to my car, which, yeah. Well, hell, I never use.
You know, and it's interesting in my situation, I keep wanting to, and I haven't done it, but I keep wanting to re-enter the VIN into Carvana to get an updated offer, because I actually think it'll probably day over day go a little bit higher here, mm-hmm. but it might start to go down. So I've got it locked in. Be selling the car this weekend. It's the time to do it. I went from, and this is perspective for our audience, I went from an offer to buy my car when it had less miles, and this was back in March, for $17,000, and Carvana is going to buy it for a little more than $20,000, and I've put a couple thousand more miles on it.
Yeah.
And so, if that can't tell you know, about the situation, I don't know what can.
In 43 years in the car business, I very rarely have seen situations where cars have actually appreciated over the last 5 or 6 months. Than what I'm seeing now. I'm typically, we could count on a car going down in value, I don't know, $250 to $500 every month, okay? And now suddenly cars are going up in value, I don't know, $1,000 a month.
Yep.
That's not normal. These are not normal times in which we live, and these are not normal times in which people are trying to buy cars. But if you find yourself in the position to have to be buying a car, you know that you're going to be paying slightly more than you would have in the past, because it's just unusual times in which we live.
Well said, Dad.
Well, I don't know if it was well said, but it was said.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Zach. It was a pleasure.